Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Stahel. Batting second. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Marshall. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Marshall. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley races to the bag, beating McCovey for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mays moves to third. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stahel moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Stahel scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 1, Expos, 1. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up towards third. Gallagher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hunt scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuentes. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Fuentes steals second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fairley. The throw from Gibson and he is out, Fuentes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coco Laboy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laboy is 0 for 1 in the game. Laboy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Mays steals second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. Hart moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Howie Reed now pitching. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson is walked intentionally. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 2 in the game. Marichal hits a pop-up towards the mound. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Brand pinch hits for Howie Reed. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Brand now playing shortstop. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fuentes moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Mays moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Gosger. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. It's 5-1, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray Schell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-2 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher strikes out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gibson strikes out. two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 3 in the game. Marichal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stahel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Ferry reaches second base with a double. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stahel hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Ferry scores. Stahel moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Gallagher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ferry now playing right field. Dan McGinn now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Mays is hit by the pitch. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferry who is chasing the ball. McCovey reaches third base with a triple. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 3 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ferry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.